Welcome back to season 4, episode 7 of The Grand Cast. I'm your host, Chris N, here this evening with Will Trotter. Thanks for being here, Will.
Thanks again for having me.
We're going to get into a series of mini segments now, little mini games, things of that nature. Starting out with a recurring segment for this season, Listicle Generation, which is turning out to be poorly structured, but I'm going to stick with it. I think it's going well enough. Essentially, we're constructing 3 different lists, one of movies, one of television shows, and one of comedic performers. So your job is to go through the list created thus far, eliminate one, and then add 2 of your own. So if you wouldn't mind, please starting with the movies.
Okay. I have not seen a lot of movies, so some of these are gonna...
If you wouldn't mind just reading through out loud we've got.
Uncle Buck, Caddyshack, Don't Think Twice, Obvious Child, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Airplane, Young Frankenstein, and Tommy Boy. I think I've seen 3 of those.
Oh. Which ones?
Airplane, Tommy Boy, and Caddyshack.
What did you think of them?
I thought they were good. I think my favorite out of the 3 would be Caddyshack.
It's a classic?
Yeah, for sure. So take one away and add one?
Add 2.
Add 2 and take away one.
Take one away first and then add 1 to replace it and then 1 additional one.
Okay.
So the one you replace is going to go to the right of the one you cross off, and then the second one goes in the 9 spot.
Okay. I guess I will cross out Don't Think Twice.
For any reason, or just you don't like the name?
I guess it's like one of the original ones written down or in the first column you have here. That's the only reason I have.
It's a great movie about improv comedy from Mike Birbiglia.
Okay.
It's on Netflix. I would strongly recommend watching it.
Is it like a documentary or?
Nope.
Okay.
It's a dramatic comedy. Mike Birbiglia and Keegan-Michael Key and Chris Gethard and a bunch of other comedians.
Because there's one that we watched, I think, during the jam at Com one time, where it was the 2 improvers, and one of them is in, like, the Sonic commercials.
Something in Dave they made up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I will...
That was a good documentary.
Yeah. Don't know the name of it, but...
Something in Dave.
We'll figure it
out. They're from I.O.
So I guess then I will add, in its place, Trading Places with Dan Aykroyd.
Dan Aykroyd.
And Jamie Lee Curtis. And Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. That's my favorite movie.
And what is your second addition to the list?
I think I'm going to go with Groundhog Day.
Classic. You mostly like older movies?
I guess that's what I was feeling tonight. I can't think of any, like, really recent movies I've seen that are that are comedies that I would have put here.
Yeah, that's fair.
I feel like if you go with the classics, they'll stay.
But moving on to the list of television shows.
All right, we have Rick and Morty, Arrested Development, Broad City, Community, Parks and Rec, Inside Amy Schumer, and Animaniacs. Who put down Animaniacs?
I don't recall.
Okay.
And also, It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Is that on there? Might be IASIP.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I believe Animaniacs was Garrett Elzinga.
Okay.
No. Megan Elaine, I want to say. No, I think it was Garrett. I think it was Garrett. So which one of those would you like to eliminate?
I feel like I know the least about Broad City.
Ah. Its fourth season is just nearing the end.
Okay.
It's very funny. I strongly recommend checking that out.
Sure.
I don't know where it's streaming. Probably Hulu.
Right. I guess I'll add Futurama.
Good choice. The cider is quite tasty. Thank you for bringing it.
Oh, no problem.
It is an Angry Orchard, Orchard's Edge, Knotty Pear, K-N-O-T-T-Y, with apple, pear, and cardamom, aged on white oak. 6.5% alcohol. Naturally gluten-free.
Oh, I didn't know that.
From the Boston Beer Company, who also is, they're famous for Sam Adams. The cider offers the perfect balance of apple and pear. The pear-forward aroma is complemented by hints of cardamom, which provide unique notes of spice, citrus, and mint. It actually says mint. I did not edit mint in it. The cider is aged on white oak, adding a subtle wood impression, whatever that means. Kind of sweet, kind of tangy.
Yeah. And I guess I'll also add Malcolm in the Middle.
Great show, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Kind of a long title for how much space I have on there. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Apparently the main actor,
Frankie Muniz?
Yeah, has memory troubles and has no recollection of being on Malcolm in the Middle. I don't know if that was real, but like I saw the headline and I'm like, yeah, sure.
Huh. That'd be strange.
Yeah.
Some would argue that Hal is the main character. Bryan Cranston.
Really?
He kind of steals the spotlight, I think.
I guess sometimes, but like every like episode, you'd see Malcolm like actually talking into the camera as if it was a different person. It's called Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah.
I guess.
But Frasier is all about Eddie.
Oh, is it?
For me, I don't know. Maybe I have a skewed perspective.
Wait, is Eddie the dog?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's fair. That's...
Now we have comedic performers.
All right, we have Dave Chappelle, Seth Rogen, Eddie Murphy, Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, Jim Carrey, Amy Poehler, and Aziz Ansari?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm crossing off Will Ferrell.
Oh, That was immediate.
Yeah, he is in only one thing that I like, or I like his performance in only one thing.
What was that?
The Oblongs.
The Oblongs?
He is the dad in The Oblongs.
What is that?
He is the... What is The Oblongs?
Yeah.
The Oblongs is a cartoon that was on Adult Swim for a while, and it was this whole idea where these rich people lived on top of this giant hill, and all the poor people who had deformities lived in this valley.
Oh.
Where all the chemical waste from the rich people would spill into their, like, neighborhoods.
That sounds like capitalism.
It does. And Will Ferrell's character is this just torso and head of a father for these four children.
Hmm.
Who all have their own deformities as well. Honestly, I could have put that down as a comedic TV show. I forgot about it. But huh. Yeah, it is a really good show.
Interesting.
Yeah, but other than that, it's almost like Adam Sandler movies with Will Ferrell. It's like the person being themselves, getting away with so much shit, and then being the hero at the end because reasons.
Yeah.
So I'm not a huge fan of that. So I guess in his place I will put Eugene Merman.
Okay. Voice of Gene in Bob's Burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Also a very accomplished stand-up with a special on Netflix.
Yeah, and it's funny when he gets loud with his jokes because the Gene voice comes out. And it just adds something more, at least for me.
Oh, yeah.
Who else could I add? I guess I'll add Lewis Black. Just because he was one of my first favorite comedians.
From the Daily Show and...
Daily Show, he's in a few movies, like Man of the Year with Robin Williams and Unaccompanied Minors. He's also done voice work for a few cartoons, which just sounds weird.
Was Unaccompanied Minors the story of the Chilean mine collapse?
No. Unaccompanied Minors were these kids who, I guess, got lost in an airport and, like, teamed up, and he's, like, the head of airport security or something.
Ah.
He's also in Accepted.
Was that where people, like, started their own university?
Yeah.
That was a funny movie. I haven't thought of that in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That was Listicle Generation. This next segment is called Please Read Me Song Lyrics. So I have here for you some song lyrics. If you wouldn't mind, please reading those in the style of spoken word poetry.
Is this just one song?
That is one song.
Oh, good lord. In the style of spoken poetry?
Yes, unless there's another style that you feel particularly passionate about, in which case, go for that.
I do not. 25 years, and my life is still. Trying to get up that great big hill of hope. For a destination. I realized quickly, when I knew I should... that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man. For whatever that means. Oh, oh, oh. And I try. Oh, my God, do I try. I try all the time. In this institution. And I pray. Oh, my God, do I pray. I pray every single day for a revolution. And so I cry sometimes when I'm lying in bed, just to get it all out, what's in my head. And I'm feeling a little peculiar. And so I wake in the morning and I step outside and I take a deep breath. I get real high and I scream from the top of my lungs, "What's going on?" And I say, "Hey, hey, hey, hey." I said, "Hey, what's going on?" 25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Thank you.
I was scared I wouldn't recognize the song. I'm sad to say that I know the He-Man version of it more familiarly.
But that's the best one, I think. I forget the name of the songs. I didn't write it down. But the He-Man, I like the animated loop, I like the shockwave or whatever the heck version it was.
Yeah.
I watched that for hours and hours and hours.
Just having the different characters in it, including Skeletor, is just...
And they're having like an instant message conversation on AIM or something.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Yeah. Check that out on YouTube. The 10 hour loop.
Yeah. Yep. Watch all 10 hours.
I recommend it.
Homework for the listeners.
That wasn't a serious recommendation because I don't want you to have lesser opinions of my recommendations. Watch like 10 minutes worth. It's worthwhile. Now, this next segment is called Let's Play Deserted Duos. So I'd like to know a couple different duos of things. If you were going to be stranded on a deserted island.
Okay.
If you could bring with you two books.
Two books.
And some of the rules, there's no chance of escape. Whatever things you bring with you, they just work. You don't have to worry about batteries or whatever.
Right. One book would be called The Magician's Nephew.
Hmm.
It is the sixth book in a series by C.S. Lewis. It's okay. One of the Chronicles of Narnia.
Ah.
It's the sixth one he's written, but chronologically, it's the first one storyline-wise. Oh. That one was really good.
Hmm.
And... feel like I should do more reading.
Rarely a poor choice.
Yeah. There's a book called The Keep.
Hmm.
And that one is really good.
What's that about?
Basically, it's in World War II era. And these normal German soldiers, not Nazis, but apparently there's still a normal, regular German army. They go into this area that has this, it's not quite a castle, but it's like a castle-like structure that's just called a keep. And they go in and they use it as a base post. When one of the soldiers unearths something that's like this terror, that like this supernatural being that like starts killing them one by one each night in this gruesome fashion. But they're refusing to leave. And so it's this... don't read it right before bed.
Yeah.
But it's a really good book.
Interesting. Two music CDs. Or two music albums. I've been meaning to change that. Sorry.
Rubber Soul by the Beatles.
Hmm.
And I'd want to say the album Time from ELO.
Electric Light Orchestra?
Yeah. Like, they have a lot of good albums, including one from 2001, which is weird, because they've been around since the 80s, I want to say.
Orchestral music, or are there words, or...?
They just have a very weird style that's, like... I don't know music genres too well, but, they've switched it up in, like, every song and every album. So it's still engaging. Like, one song isn't the same song throughout the whole album, you know? But it's a really good band.
Was that two? I lost track.
Rubber Soul? And...
Yes, sorry. Yeah. Two Grand Rapids comedians.
I'd want to say Al for sure, because he just looks like a jungle man. Like, he looks like someone who would, like, kind of fit in case we, like, ran into natives or anything.
Yep.
And... Yeah, I'd say Kimmy. I think like all three of us, it'd be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah, an infinite supply of any two beverages.
Any two beverages. So a mixed drink would count as two, technically.
It can count as one.
Okay. So I'd go with rum and coke, or like rum and diet. And I'd say like mocha, like I would need coffee.
Yeah.
I would need some kind of coffee or espresso or something.
Would you do like a frozen blended one or?
Yes.
Good choice.
Yeah. Assuming it's a hot island.
Yeah. Yep. Tropical. An infinite supply of any two food items.
Crab Rangoon. And... yeah, I'll go with pizza.
Any toppings?
Bacon and mushroom.
Two board games.
There's a really good... well, would card games go under that category, or...?
Yes.
Okay, so... there's a really good strategy game called Coup.
Oh, yeah.
That one's really good. And then there is a board game called Betrayal at House on the Hill, which is 3 to 6 players, and at one point someone becomes the traitor in this haunted house. And
is that the one we played at Josh Heller's with Matt Manducci?
Yeah.
That was a fun one.
Yeah, we gotta try that again.
Yeah.
Make sure we know all the rules, which was my bad.
It's all good. It was fun.
Yeah.
Two movies.
Trading Places, for sure. And... you know, probably Groundhog Day. Probably those two that I picked earlier.
Fair enough. Two television shows.
I'd say Survivor, just for the irony. In
36 seasons?
Soon.
Yeah,
they filmed two a year. Yeah. Maybe at one point they'd be on our island.
Yeah.
The rate they're running. And probably Rick and Morty.
Great show.
Yeah. It's like thinking, what can I not like wait to view new episodes of?
Rick and Morty 100 years. Two musical instruments.
I'd say a banjo. And and guitar, because I know Kimmy would love to play on the island all the time. So that would be...
It's very generous of you.
Mm-hmm.
Two video games.
I would say Super Mario Odyssey, just because that, just based on the speed runs for 100%, that seems like a game that would take so many hours. So it'd keep you busy for a while.
There's a lot of power moons.
Yeah. And then probably this game called Digimon World 2 for the same reason, because their speed run is 20 hours now. So that's... That one would get old quick, but...
Two phone apps, and they just work.
Right. Trying to think of what apps I use. Yeah, I'd probably say Instagram just for photos and still being able to connect. And I don't know, Reddit? That's the only...
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's like the most visited website or something. It's a big one.
Maybe YouTube. It'd be YouTube. Yeah, that one sounds better.
Well, Reddit has embedded videos now.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. I end up watching Vines anyway.
Oh.
I'd have Vine. You know what? I'll have Vine. I don't care if it doesn't exist anymore.
And then seeds for two types of plants.
Cucumbers for spa days. It just seems to make sense. And maybe sunflowers, just because the seeds are like so edible in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
That was Deserted Duos. This next segment is called Let's Play Improv Scene Suggestions. Well, I go to so many improv shows, and at each show, improvisers ask for suggestions from the audience. I don't always have a good one, so I'd like to gain inspiration from your ideas.
Sure.
So if you wouldn't mind please giving me a location.
Hotel lobby.
a location that would fit on the stage at Dog Story Theater.
Bus station.
An occupation.
Private detective.
A word, any word.
Potpourri.
I just thought of the name of the band from the song Three Non-Blondes. I still don't know the name of the song.
Yep.
Sorry about the non sequitur. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. The last thing you bought on Amazon.com, the internet's superstore.
Russian doll.
Nesting doll?
Nesting doll.
Ah. Last thing you bought on eBay.com, the internet's dollar store and nostalgia emporium.
TV guides from 1970.
A television show.
MASH.
An emotion.
Regret.
An emoji.
Blushing face.
A meme.
The Fry meme. Where it's not sure if it's this or that.
It's a good one. A magazine.
National Geographic.
A musical instrument.
Ocarina.
Very nice. It's my favorite response to that one so far.
I was going to say piccolo, but I'm like, no, I think Stevie said that one.
Oh. Two things that would fit in your pocket.
A guitar pick. And a ping pong ball.
Three objects that might be in the same room.
A game controller, past due bills, and a 12-pack of Coors.
Banquet or light?
Light? I didn't know they made multiple varieties.
Coors Banquet comes in 16-ounce cans. And is quite tasty.
Okay.
Available at bars near you. Probably grocery stores. I don't know. It's nicer than PBR, I think.
That was my dad's drink.
Banquet?
Just Coors.
Oh.
I don't think it mattered.
Something that you might get into an argument over.
Whose turn it is to do dishes.
Oh, yeah. Something that you are always excited to see.
Friends.
Aww. The title of a movie that has not been made.
Oh, Fan service.
I can't help but laugh at a joke about...
Comas.
I've always been lucky, but I never thought I'd be able to...
ride the bus by myself.
That was improv scene suggestions.
I'm so sad I didn't put MASH as one of the TV shows. Oh, well.
Yeah. This next segment is called Let's Play Talk and Draw Art. So to your left there on the table, there is a box of colored pencils and a drawing pad.
Oh, okay.
I think a pencil sharpener if you need it. So for the next little bit, we're going to talk about art. Well, you draw. So each guest has either continued an existing drawing or begun a new drawing. So you can look through there and add on to any of the existing drawings or start your own, whatever you feel like doing.
Well, I'm not going to touch that first one because that looks better than anything I could create.
Some nice elephants.
Yeah, that was... All right, so I'm just going to blindly choose colors.
Oh.
How's that sound?
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Well, what kind of art forms do you enjoy observing? You gotta be drawn while we talk to.
Yeah, that is fair. I'm a fan of listening and just watching people play music. Between listening to my roommate play his stuff and then Kimmy on Facebook Live sometimes, it's really enjoyable and relaxing.
You enjoy going to concerts?
I have actually never been to a concert.
What?
I know. Kimmy has been telling me about concerts we should go to. My mom has been telling me that Kimmy should take me to concerts, and
they're both right.
Yep.
What kind of music do you like?
I think between classic rock and pop, and then sometimes classical. Yeah, there's not a set like genre, I guess. Like, those are my go-tos, but yeah, if it sounds good, I'll listen to it.
You have any favorite musical artists?
The Beatles, ELO, Semisonic, and not just for their one-hit wonder closing time. They have a lot of really good songs, actually. They would have been my third choice.
Are they still touring?
No. They still do things separately, but as far as like being Semisonic, they just had that one hit. But yeah, I think the main thing I look for, if it has lyrics, is a good message. And if it doesn't have lyrics, just like how relaxing it sounds.
Is there one band that you would enjoy seeing most, if given the opportunity?
I would say for sure ELO. Like, they've had like 30 plus years of just changing their styles. And even though it sounds pretty consistent and has the quality there, their 80s album or their 70s, 80s albums sound a lot different from the, like their 2001 album, which has that like late 90s, early 2000s feel to it.
Are they still touring?
I think so. I think it's mostly just a... It's mostly just Jeff Lynne, because he's been the only person in the band the whole time. But, yeah.
Do you ever watch concerts online?
I don't think so. The only concert I've really listened to, and that's because we had a CD of it, was Fleetwood Mac. Which I also enjoy them. The Weepies would also be a good group to go see. If they're still together.
The Weepies?
Yes, they are a husband and wife duo that play... I don't know genres, but it's really good music. And the reason I say I'm not sure if they're together anymore is because they were a husband and wife duo, and recently she just put out a solo album, so I don't know if they're divorced or just...
Oh.
Yeah, so... Is
if you're done, if you don't want to add anything else, it's up to you.
I'm done.
All right. That was Talk and Draw Art.
And that was sadly the best art I will ever do, which is not saying much.
That's pessimistic.
Well, this art form. This art form. Know what you're good at.
Never know until you try.
Yeah.
This next segment is called Let's Play Guess My Number. So I am thinking of a number that is greater than or equal to 1 and less than or equal to 1 million. And you have one opportunity to guess what that number is.
Now, have you written down previous guesses?
I haven't written them down. Sorry.
Okay. And is this the same number throughout all four seasons? Or
yes. And I'm thinking of that number right now.
Okay.
It's a whole number, so no decimal point anything.
Well, thank you for that, because I'm like, someone probably already guessed pi.
That would be a good guess, but incorrect.
Yeah. Oh, here's a question. Does that number have meaning to you?
No.
Okay. I would say 125,005.
125,005?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that is incorrect.
Are you going to reveal that at the end of the...
Stay tuned to find out. You did get 3 numbers correct, none of which... We're in the correct decimal place.
Okay.
So next segment is called Let's Play Words of Wisdom. So I have here the first parts of common phrases of wisdom, and I'd like for you to please complete them in non-traditional manners. So keep calm and...
Carry lotion.
It's great advice, especially during the winter. People dehydrate so rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
All dogs go to...
the backyard.
Flattery will get you...
some places, sometimes.
You can't always get what you want, but if you try sometimes, you just might find...
You get disappointment.
If you can't take the heat...
It's probably hot flashes.
The bigger they are...
The more expensive they are.
Life is like a box of...
Twinkies.
The only thing we have to fear is...
Existentialism.
Oh boy. Wubba lubba.
Mushrooms.
A bird in the hand is worth...
$50, but I can only give you $5.
That's fair. Knick knack paddywhack. Give a dog...
kisses.
Oh, if life hands you lemons,
sell fruit baskets.
Forgive and
amnesia.
The journey of 1,000 miles.
Begins with packing trail mix.
Genius is 1% inspiration and 99%
laziness.
Yeah. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom
is tone deaf.
That was Words of Wisdom. This next segment is called Elevator Pitch. So I would like for you to please pitch me for 30 seconds or so on an idea. It could be a movie, a stand-up bit, an invention, a political concept. Whatever you feel like selling me, as if we were riding in an elevator together for 30 seconds or so. Go.
Okay. So my idea here is 20 more seasons of The Grand Cast. Now, people love hearing deep, in-depth content from other people, especially peers. And so the idea of being able to spread that content and really get to know everyone within the community, even as they're coming in or leaving, which was the first couple episodes of season one, adds to so much of the community in Grand Rapids. The comedy scene and inspires so many more people to jump into it.
Interesting. I don't know if I'm sold, but I'm intrigued. We'll talk more.
All right.
This next segment. That was elevator pitch. This next segment is called Improvise an Ad For. Then I have two dots, which is the Heller ellipsis. I'm not sure if you're familiar. It's a new grammatical concept, very similar to the ellipsis, which is three periods, but this is only two periods. So it saves time, it saves ink, it's just more concise.
See, for papers, I would use the three just to increase like word space and page space. So
ooh.
Unfortunately, being a concise writer, that does not sound, I'm not sold.
It's going to be a hard sell on the student populace.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
In fact, I used to make the periods and commas one size larger.
Oh, that's very sneaky.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Good strategies there for people still in school.
They take my degrees away.
Yeah, that was a bit. So if you could please improvise a short radio style ad for extreme couponing.
Concerned about this new tax bill about to pass? Worried about saving money? Extreme couponing might be right for you. Classes are available in your area and cost, well, look on Groupon and other websites to see how cheap you can get us for. If you can get us for free, then you don't need us. Be sure to go to extremecouponing.couponing.com.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. This next segment is called Affirmation. So, Will, I really enjoy seeing you perform, both improv and stand-up. You have a unique voice and very funny stories to tell. Thank you for being a part of the Grand Rapids community.
Oh, thank you so much.
This next segment is called Member. It's a nostalgia segment. What is something that you remember fondly from your childhood?
I think one of the things I remember most is just the music that my mom would listen to and just random times where I'd go out into the living room and see her dancing to Chain of Fools by Aretha Franklin or Sheryl Crow or Alanis Morissette. And so just hearing any of those bands or groups, people, give me so much nostalgia.
Thank you. This next segment is called Looking Forward. What is something that you are most looking forward to in the future?
I am extremely looking forward to 2 weeks from now. I will be moving into a new place with my roommate, Sam Gregory. If she hears this, I'm sorry. I tried. But we are moving to the corner of Wealthy and College, which is right in the Heritage Hill area, right near Winchester, which is delicious. And
Wealthy Bakery?
Yeah.
Very nice.
I only had them like a week ago or so.
Yeah, they have good sandwiches, good pizza, good bread and cookies.
Mm-hmm.
They have beer also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Every place has beer here, though, yeah. To be fair. I shouldn't have been that surprised. But no, just the idea of like living with an awesome person that wasn't from Craigslist, the idea of being able to walk to downtown and stay out a little bit later after comm and just being able to hang out with people more is going to be amazing. And we move in on the 15th.
Very nice. Comm is Comedy Outlet Mondays at Dog Story Theater every Monday starting at 7 p.m. It's only $5 for a variety comedy show. And then there's a free improv jam at 8 p.m. open to everyone. Try out improv or just watch.
Followed by a 9 o'clock improv workshop hosted by Tom Mayer. For anyone who wants to improve upon their improv skills.
Also free, open to anyone. This next segment is called Plug Social Media and Upcoming Events. So if there are any social media accounts that you would like to mention or any upcoming events, now is the time to do that, please.
I have no set social media specifically for my comedy. I do have a show or I'm going to be part of stand-up at comm this Monday, although I'm sure
2 weeks ago it was a great show, guys. Should have been there.
Hopefully. And other than that, I will be trying to create Sunshine Gentleman in 2018.
Great.
The hardest part is finding people who aren't part of three or four improv groups to join another. But I'm excited for that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
This final segment is called Just the Tip. So if you could please offer one tip to other aspiring comedians.
I would say just one.
You can do more if you'd like.
I would say the main thing is try to find your own style versus emulating perfectly what other people have done. When you can find something that feels natural to you and comes out that way on stage, it gives you a better relationship with your audience. That would be my one thing.
Thank you for that, Will. And thank you for being here tonight. It's been a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
I look forward to seeing you do stand-up on Monday at Dog Story Theater and hopefully many more times in the future. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll be back again next week with an all-new episode of The Grand Cast. So engrossed, your apocalypse always that you would never change course, even if it was your life on the line. So forget the score, cause it's all happened before. Winter always sees more, more, and yes, the lies are beautiful. I see them, but I don't believe them. I can help you. Your honest love is hidden. So you would never change course, even if it was your life.